Welcome to the Jay Porks Podcast. Coming to you straight out of Staten Island, New York. Bringing you a weekly episode with the finest music news, server problems, and whatever else is going on in Jay's life. Thank you so much for listening. Without further ado, here's Jay.
Having casual sex in New York City just got easier. In the famous words of a wise philosopher, one must respect the artistry. And what Beyoncé was doing was art. It's not any of those. The worst thing I can hear in the dining room you say to me is these four words. Turn on Fox News. Now I went from fun trolling to why I'm running through the reasons in my head why I hate the world so much. I talk about weed a lot. I'm an abrasive douchebag who sometimes finds himself at odds with people in power.
Dropping plates on your ass, biatch!
Don't you dare be sour!
Thank you, fuck you, bye, boom!
Hence my self-loathing. It's called spade a spade. Kid's my age, and he's hanging out he's the type of guy to hang out at an eighth grade prom after party. You know? Trolling for snatch. Okay? And everyone just rolled their eyes, listened to this, like, what an obnoxious asshole this guy is. Yeah, I am an obnoxious asshole. I didn't grow up in Staten Island, okay? I didn't grow up in a place where people drive their parents' cars and, you know, they have their older brothers come down to fight for them and their older cousins. I'm not from there. That's not where I'm from.
If my ass occupies the space that I'm sitting in, my feet also occupy that space. I am a human being, and matter means that only one thing can occupy one space. No two things can occupy one space at the same time. I was in that space at 7:30 or 8 o'clock, whenever they let us in. I was in that space immediately when they let us in. You weren't. Therefore, I was occupying that space. Okay, can everyone just chill out? Everyone just take a chill pill? Instead of tweeting things like, Harriet Tubman should be on the EBT card? Now, I'll admit, that's fucking hilarious, but at the same time, that's fucking racist.
Hey, yo, what is the word, people? Welcome to another action-packed edition of the Jay Porks Podcast. I'm Jay Porks, with me as always on the other side of the glass, making sure this is a well-oiled podcast machine. Every week is the ever-popular nobody. Coming to you earlier in the day than I thought I was. It started raining. And as we're going to go Facebook Live for the first 2 minutes of this podcast. Can I see myself? I could see myself. Okay. All right. And we are FBL. Ah! All right. That was bad. That was a bad intro to the FBL. Facebook Live in the first 2 minutes of my podcast, give you guys a glimpse of what's coming up this week on the Jay Porks Podcast. Okay, I'm recording a few hours earlier than I chose to do, than I wanted to do. And the reason of that is I don't want to be one of these guys that comes on here and starts complaining about the weather. But it's coming down out there, and I live in a development that likes it. It's prone to power outages often, early and often. The lightest of rains can make my power go out. So I'm not complaining about the weather, but if the power goes out while I'm recording said podcast, it's a good chance I'm going to start complaining about the weather. Walking down the street. Hi, Lisa. Born. Born's in the house. Meredith. Can you ask me something? Guys, ask me something if you want me to talk about shit. Because otherwise, I'm just going to talk about how the bus driver didn't let me on the bus because it was 90 South Slant Show. Otherwise, I'm just going to talk about how I couldn't get on the bus because my transfer didn't work, and I don't think people want to hear that. Do you want to hear that? It's 95 degrees. Sal from the Slant Show is in the bathroom watching. It's good times. From the shitter. From the shitter to a winner. I don't know. Okay. All right. How many white tanks do you have? I have a lot. Well, here, see, this is either a wife beater or a, what is it called? Oh, I'm really forgetting it. A guinea tea. Thank you. Wait, what? Yeah, we got a token black man in the building. Lisa says I have a nice pussy in my Facebook profile picture because I'm holding my cat Charlie, and he's great. Slurry Baron wants to know, what do I think of Stone Temple Pilots' Tiny Music Songs from the Vatican Gift Shop? I love that record. I love all the Stone Temple Pilots records. Guinea tea, there you go. Yeah, damn right, Bourne. There you go. Lisa chased you in the bathroom, Sal? What is happening? What is happening to your life? Anyway, okay, this is kind of... I'm actually recording a podcast now, so people are going to be listening to this in 2 days. They're going to be like, well, Jay, what are you talking about? What the hell happened? Well, I'll tell you. You guys should be my friend on... Oh, you know what I should have did? I should have did this from the Jay Porks Facebook. I'm not good at interneting. Not at all. All right. For everyone keeping score at home, Black Power is right. Hashtag Black Power. Not all colors power matters. Meredith wants to hear me read a recipe or something. I don't cook much. So I wouldn't be able to read a recipe. Come back on the slant. I will come back on the slant. Pick me up. I'm home every Sunday except for this Sunday. This Sunday, I'm not going to be home because I'm going to be seeing Joan Jett, Cheap Trick, Heart in Camden, and I won't go down any other streets in Camden besides where the venue is and back. Robbie in the house, my man. Yes, everyone gets shouted out when they step into the building. Again, for those of you who don't know, you can check out the Jay Porks podcast every Tuesday. Well, it might be Wednesday. Boo. Sal, what are you booing me for? There's a lot of comments. No, Eric, I don't keep in touch with Djibouti. I just whipped his ass in pool back before pot was legal in Washington when I came. Sal, am I bringing Pam? To where? To Camden? No, I'm going with Amanda. Meredith is loving this because this is the best indoor bike ride she's ever had. 10 for 10 for entertainment. And yes, it was 5 years ago, in July 2011, that I went to Washington State and Idaho. Towns called Lewiston and Clarkston that border each other. It's very, like, witty. I liked it a lot. And, yeah. Eric let me stay at his house. I was with him and Derek and Sal, we're not booing Amanda. We're not booing Amanda. Amanda, hop in here and... See, oh, I wanted to mention this. Facebook Live, I should be able to mention names... And they should float across the screen and automatically tag people. Like, if I say Meredith, it should be like, bing, on Meredith's thing. If I say, yo, Sal, it should be, he should get a little notification. Like, Sal was just tagged in a video. Like, don't you think that makes sense? Did my power just go out? No, my power's not out yet. Okay. I would have flipped the fuck out. Can Jews wear guinea tees? Do I have it on? I mean, I don't know. Listen, I hurt my, what is it? I was sunburned, so I can't wear a shirt. Sorry, guys. Sorry. I can't wear a shirt. Is it raining? Is my power out? My power is still on. I feel like I've accomplished something. I am a fucking trailblazer. How do I really feel about finding Dory, Meredith? Honestly... You know, it wasn't that bad. Could have been worse. I've had worse days at the office. Kathy Palmer, what is up? Sat next to her in social studies in 7th grade, dog. and I'm friends with her on Facebook in 2016. Do you understand, like, what goes on with life? That's so cool. And people say, oh, they hate the future. I love the future. I get to hang out with all my friends. Sal's leaving. Check out the Slant Show. Find them on Facebook. Slant Show. See, I shouted you out. I am like the Ted DiBiase of Million Dollar Ideas, Eric, except I don't hang out with Virgil. And I would appreciate it if I'm not tagged in tweets where Donald Trump is also tagged. Not that I talk about politics on Facebook, but I'm just not into that. But Virgil did like the tweet because, you know, he's got nothing else to do because they won't let him into the WWE events because he's fucking Virgil. And that's how that goes. Okay, we're actually... This is the only way... Right? I love the future. All these people, like a couple of weeks ago, Apple had a thing. Apple's gonna turn your cell phone off at a concert. They're gonna disable your camera. First of all, get the fuck out of my life, okay, with that. Oh, we're gonna shut off your... What else are you gonna do? You gonna take all my nudes and upload them to the cloud? You gonna do that? I hope not. How do I know? First of all, you're gonna shut off my camera. Why? To stop the future from happening? That's what I don't understand. And I'm going to continue, and you can hear the rest of this on Tuesday, Jay Parks podcast at jayparks.com on the Dare Network. All right. Sorry about that, guys. So that was a live video. That was a live video to begin my podcast because it's good commercials. Anyway, yeah, Apple. Apple's got technology where they're going to turn your camera off at a concert if the band requests to do so. First of all, okay, you can do that. I have a regular camera. Second of all, who the fuck are you to do anything with my phone? What's next? Am I just leaving my phone in a big bin when I walk into a show? I don't understand what that is. So Apple, screw you. I'll still bring my camera. And that's going to be the end of that. And now that I'm not on Facebook Live, I can actually talk about some political stuff. See, now, for a couple of weeks, I've been trying to do a thing where I don't talk politics on Facebook. The only politics I talk of are like weed politics and stuff like that. I try to stay away from the election stuff because you lose a lot of friends that way, and I know people from, like I said, you know, like you can see on my video. I know a lot of people, Meredith is from somewhere, you know, I know a lot of people from a lot of different places, and, you know, if they want to vote GOP, you know, I don't, you know, if I like everything else about them, I kind of don't want to hate them because of that. But this week, the big story, the leak. There was a leak in the Democratic National Convention's emails. The DNC. Democratic National Committee, I'd assume that is. So there's these emails that leaked. And everyone's like, oh, there was a leak. So I'm like, leak? This wasn't a leak. This wasn't things accidentally got out. This was a hack. This was WikiLeaks hacking into the Democratic National Committee to make them look bad because, I don't know, maybe WikiLeaks wants Donald Trump to be the president. I really don't know, but it's not a leak where stuff, oops, it got out. This is a hack. It's a federal crime, and it's treason. And anyone who says that it's not that is full of shit. These emails, the 20,000 emails that were leaked, quote-unquote, as the fucking media would tell you. The emails that were leaked were not national security things. They weren't the Saudi Arabian 9/11 papers. They weren't, you know, Richard Nixon's Watergate meeting, you know, Alice's restaurant. Wasn't any of that. This was emails from Democratic people. Democrats in the committee, high-ranking officials to lower-ranking officials, high-ranking officials to high-ranking officials, having conversations about political strategy and stuff like that. Stuff that they're completely in their right to do. So let's just say, listen, I fucking love Bernie Sanders, all right? I fucking love him to death. I want to hug him. I want to be like Bailey, hashtag hug life. When I see Bernie, I just want to hug him. I don't, you know, and I just want to talk to him at a diner, like, you know? And yes, I would love for him to be president. But you know what? Anybody who heard any of his ideas knows, and has a brain, knows that there was no chance, like Vince McMahon's theme song, boom, no chance, there was no chance in hell of him ever being president. Okay? Why do you think, do you hear, like, first of all, let's keep talking about how all the Republicans, they, now they like Bernie Sanders. They're like, oh, look at Bernie, he's getting fucked over. Why do you think that, you do think they like Bernie Sanders because they'd rather get beat by Bernie Sanders than get beat by Hillary Clinton? No, they know that they would destroy that guy, the Jewish socialist in a Christian capitalist country? What? What do you mean, man? Anyway, so the Democratic Party, I mean, is it shady? Probably. But are they allowed to say to themselves, all right, Bernie's getting a little steam, but we need to squash his steam because Hillary's the only Democrat who really has a chance of being president in this cycle of people here. Hillary's the politician. Hillary's the one who has people who owe her favors. She's the one who's been in politics since, you know, 88 or whatever. She's the one who's been a lawyer. She's the one who has the background in foreign policy and you know, politics and stuff. She didn't own a business. Has she done some shady shit? Probably. All politicians do shady shit. You know who does shadier shit than politicians? Donald Trump. Donald Trump does. Okay, so, and I'm not saying that Debbie Wasserman Schultz shouldn't have stepped down. She's a prick who should die. Not die. Die is rough. She just, they shouldn't give her the job on the Hillary campaign. Anyway. The Democratic officials are allowed to try to strategize between who they want to be. Until you guys change the rules, they're allowed to do that. Maybe if the Republicans did that, they might have a presidential candidate who they can have a conscience and back. They don't have to back with their, you know, their nose turned, with their nose closed and their eyes closed and not listening. I was going, la, 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 okay. And shout out to Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz goes to the fucking Republican National Convention. Says he's not endorsing Trump. Gets on stage, tells the people to vote their conscience, gets booed off stage. Two things. One, why did the people in the crowd not feel that voting with their conscience is voting for Donald Trump if that's who they intend on voting for? Does that mean you think that in your conscience that those people in that room that were booing, in their conscience, they want to vote for somebody else? Is that it? And B, fuck yeah, he didn't cave. He ain't caving. Him, Kasich, those are two guys that did not cave. And listen, I really wouldn't care that much about politics if there was a regular Republican running against Hillary Clinton. If it was Marco Rubio or fucking Ted Cruz. This isn't a regular year. This isn't regular times. I say we as the Democrats, because I am a Democrat. I don't care. Here's the thing. Hillary Clinton can come to my house right now and rape me with a dildo. I'm still voting for her because she's better for the country. I'm not voting for her because it's lesser of two evils. I actually think that she would make a good president. I think she continues the Obama administration, which I like. I've been enjoying it. All right, listen, people get killed. Terrorism happens. It's better than Bush. We had 8 years of Bush that killed the economy. The economy's rebounded. Violent crime is down in major cities. Violent crime is down across the board. Immigration is even down. You know more people went back to Mexico this year than ever have before? What does that tell you? So I'm okay with the Democrats wanting to have the strongest candidate available up there to run for president. If this was any other year where there's regular candidates, if Ted Cruz is on the other side, and all this voter suppression shit is happening, dude, I am with you. But right now, there are bigger fish to fry. There are way bigger fish to fry than worrying about, oh, my vote didn't count. Guess what? Most likely, your vote doesn't count anyway. I'm sorry to tell you that. That's like saying a prayer to God and thinking that he cares. I mean, listen, I'm not telling you whether to believe in God or not, but if you believe in God and you know the amount of people that are on Earth and you think that God cares about you, then you are a pretentious asshole. I said the voter suppression thing. Listen, if they were hiding Bernie Sanders' votes, that's some fucked up shit and that needs to be taken care of the day after the election. The day after. Directly after. Right after we get, right after Donald Trump is out of the picture, right after we don't have to talk about him anymore, right when he's gone, then we could talk about, all right, we need a political revolution. That's great. The only problem with our political revolution is that it came at the same year that Donald Trump decided to become president, and that paved the way for him to revolutionize his own fucking way. Because you got Bernie Sanders, who I love, again, I love Bernie, but he's spouting off some crazy left shit. Free college, free Medicare, whoa. Republicans are like, shit, we're going to have to pay for this. Somebody's going to have to pay for this. It's socialism. Yeah, well, it's taxes. You know, that's how, you know, people say, oh, I don't want socialism, but yet they like roads. You know, yet they like the police. Yet they like fire departments. Shit that your taxes pay for to get. I never claimed to be a Rhodes Scholar, but I just read a Wikipedia article and I know this stuff. I'm not a Rhodes Scholar. I just watch John Oliver every week. You know what I'm saying? Fact of the matter is this. In 4 years, we can have our revolution. Okay? Not now. Stop it. Keep the shit off Facebook. If you're a person who needs to decide if you're voting for Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, then I think eugenics should have been targeted towards your family. I'm sorry. I can't take it. I live on Staten Island. These people are crazy. I know that there's people across the country listening to me saying, Jay, it's an election, and don't worry, he's not going to win. You might be right, but there's Trump signs. I was at work today, and some guy walked in with a Trump sign, and I was about to say something to him, and then I realized I'm on the fucking clock, man. And it's like I work through a temp agency, so like, it wasn't like it would just be me getting penalized. Like, say I worked at a restaurant, and I didn't want, you know, not a restaurant, but say I worked somewhere, and, like, I didn't mind if I got fired, like, you know, because I could get another job somewhere else. Like, and they put up a Trump sign, I would just bounce, like, fuck you, or I'd say something, and I'd get myself fired. This place, it's not that I would get fired, it's that I would make the agency that I represent look bad, and I'm doing really good right now at looking real good, because I don't know, I guess they're not used to people coming to work and showing up and doing what they're told. I don't know, it's something I've always done my whole life. I've just showed up to work and done what I've been told. That's just what I do. And in November, I'm going to show up to the polls and I'm going to vote Democrat. And that's the end of that. And these people on the internet that argue for sport, like I'm in this group. And anybody, hit me up on Twitter at Jay Porks. If you want to be like friends with me on Facebook, you can. I don't care. Like, but just, I'm not going to say it here. Just hit me up. We'll talk about that. Because I'm in some groups. I'm in these political groups that my cousin, because my cousin's a 9/11 truther, libertarian guy. He'll probably kill me if he heard me call him a libertarian. He's not a libertarian, but I mean, he's like a 9/11 truther guy, and he throws me in these groups where these people just like to argue for sport. like, they shared some article, something, something Hillary, and I was like, better than Trump. And the kid's like, why? Somebody commented. They're like, why is he better than, why better than Trump? And I'm like, I'm not doing this with you. They're like, why? I'm like, because I'm not arguing for fun. They're like, why? That's how you get knowledge. I'm like, I don't need more knowledge. I have all the knowledge I need. Yeah? What knowledge is that? The knowledge is that I'm voting for who I know I'm voting for already, and that's it. And that person is better than Trump. Oh, well, that's not very American. I don't care if it's American. That's the system you set up, and that's what I'm doing. Has anyone seen the platform for the Democratic Party this time around? You know, the thing that includes the realistic pathway to marijuana legalization? A pathway. There has never before been in language in that any politician has represented that there would be a pathway to legalization. People say, oh, Jay, well, they're pandering. They're pandering to you. That's how they're going to draw you in. And then they're going to, what are they going to do? What, they're going to go bomb some country? Now, who do I want to be the one in charge of bombing the country? The racist or the not racist? The open racist or the, you know, I really don't know enough about this person's personal life because they're not stupid enough to stand at a podium and tell me about it. I doubt Hillary Clinton comes out at her convention like the Undertaker. You've gotta be kidding me. Folks, I'm sorry. And I'm sorry, Amanda. Amanda probably shut this off by now. I'm sorry. But all you people that really have this, like, vile hatred for Hillary Clinton, I have to tell you, this has been a conspiracy set out for the past 4 years. The Republicans have been convincing you. They've been laying the groundwork for Hillary to look as if she's an unfit president because they know they got nobody. They had nobody last time. I mean, McCain could have won if he didn't pick Palin. And now Palin endorsed. That's the thing. Again, I'll say this every time about Donald Trump. I don't care what the fuck dude says. You have Chris Christie on one side and Sarah Palin on the other side. The dude from Duck Dynasty in your corner, and the whole clan, Ku Klux Klan and white supremacist America. Get the fuck away from me with that shit. Get the fuck away from me with that. I mean, you people thinking that I even need to read articles that you post to me, and do I even need to watch the news? Like, I don't even need to watch the Democratic National Convention. Because I'm sorry. I'm voting for the party that has the pathway to the legalized pot and the some college that will be free and helping out poor people and minorities. Sorry. So if you think that there's any chance that I'm going to listen to your Trump shit, find your place in line. The line that I'm never gonna call anyone up to. I'm gonna come back hopefully with some music headlines when we come back after this.
Hey everybody, it's Andy from the Andy Dare Show. Just thanking you so much for checking out the Jay Porks podcast. If you want to find out more about Jay and what he's up to, you can follow him on Twitter at Jay Porks, on Instagram at Jay Porks, and on Facebook at Jay Porks. There's a running theme here. It's Jay Porks all day for 2016. And for his official website, full of podcasts and complete show notes, check out jayporks.com. If you want to check out more about Dare Network, just find us at iTunes. Search Andy Dare Show and we'll come right up. The Dare Network is now home to the Jay Porks podcast, the Andy Dare Show, Spin Class with Tyler and Andy, and also Jesse Unplugged. We want to thank everybody who subscribes and tells a friend. Thank you so much for listening, and now back to the Jay Porks podcast.
And we are back. All right. Now we're kicking off this half on Facebook Live on the Jay Porks Facebook page. Okay, and every week there are headlines that talk about music, you know, because this podcast, it used to be a music podcast. Then, you know, I mean, sucky music breeds me not caring about it. But nonetheless, we are back here. And when there is music being talked about, the headlines are always powered by AntiQuiet. AntiQuiet.com is your source for quality, no clickbait bullshit like most of the websites that you visit, unfortunately. Sorry to tell you, but that's probably accurate. Okay. We're in the tri-state area. I'm from the rugged lands of Shaolin, Staten Island. So over the weekend, Guns N' Roses was in town. No, not Guns N' Roses where it's Axl and a bunch of other people. Actual Guns N' Roses. I'm very happy that, you know, that they're going around touring. But I was at work today. And first of all, after all weekends, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you get the emails. Guns N' Roses tickets available. $30 tickets. Yeah, they're $30. I want to buy two. After the fees, it's $97. I'm sorry. I don't constitute that as a good deal to me. And none of my Ticketmaster vouchers worked, which sucked. So, them's the breaks, kid. And besides, it was Sunday, and I really didn't... I mean, I don't know. Do I really want to go sit in the upper deck of MetLife Stadium to watch Guns N' Roses from a mile away? So I'm at work today, and this girl's wearing a Guns N' Roses hoodie, and one of the ladies, like this 50-year-old lady's like, "Oh my god, it's hot. You're wearing that hoodie. You're not hot." And she's like, "Yeah, well, I spent $70 on it at the Guns N' Roses show last night, and I just feel like I have to wear it." She's like, "Oh, was it good?" "Oh, it was great. It was so great." And I just wanted to jump into this conversation and say, "I don't fucking believe you. Sorry. I'm sorry. I don't think that it was that good. I wasn't there. I just know that it wasn't that good. I know. I've heard Axl sing. You mean to tell me from a week ago he sings better than he does now? I saw the video." Said, "Oh, Axl lost all that weight. He's back. He looks the same as it." It's bullshit. And you know that's bullshit. Are people delusional? This is why I can't be let out of the house. This is why I need to be locked in a place, and I can't be allowed to socialize with people, because it took every fiber of my being to not hand that chick a bottle of bleach and say, "Drink this. It tastes good." Like, I don't understand. Listen, if you want to say that you enjoying yourself at a concert is one thing. Enjoying yourself at a concert... As I wipe my brow here a little bit. Enjoying yourself at a show is one thing. To say that it blew you away and that Axl sings better than he ever has, that's fucking bullshit. Sorry. I'm just not buying that, especially when they were giving away tickets. And furthermore, they're giving away tickets. Why can't I get that with my Ticketmaster vouchers? You're giving them away for $30. If you really want to fill buildings, here's the thing. Live Nation. If you want to fill buildings, you need to add shows like that to the list of shows that qualifies on the vouchers. Because then it looks real good. And then those vouchers go away, and then you don't have to worry about this anymore. I mean, for reals. We're still Facebook Live. And those of you listening to the podcast, that is available. I love you. Thank you so much. You can go like me on Facebook, Jay Porks Podcast. Search for Jay Porks Podcast on Facebook. It's me with this flag behind me. I'm pointing to this flag, talking to the podcast audience. I'm really stupid. I've watched too many What Culture videos to not try to become a video guy. Like, I should have been a video guy long ago. Now I have the awesome bod with the rugged chest hair. And I should be able to do it. I'm loud enough, I'm boisterous enough, and I'm always, always pissed off. And I'm always on. So yeah, so you people that said that Guns N' Roses blew you away at MetLife Stadium, that's bullshit. I don't believe you. And if you're in fact telling the truth, then your taste in music is something that I don't even want to stoop to the level of. It's one thing to say you had fun at the show. It's another thing to say it blew your mind. It's another thing to say, I mean, I didn't say that the girl said this, but she's kind of implying that it was better to see Guns N' Roses last night than it would have been to see them in 1991. And that to me is just, that's an insanity that I can't get on board with. That's a GOP level of insanity to me. Again, I'm sorry, I don't talk about politics on Facebook, and this is on Facebook Live. People listening to the podcast, like me on Facebook, and then you can start to get some of these videos. I would like to do more videos. I would like to become a video guy. I want to have Man Bun on YouTube. I want to have a little ad right there along the bottom of the screen. I want sponsors. I want to make money. It's not really about making money. I just want to make people laugh. See, because the thing is, like, it's good sit-down comedy for me. I mean, I can do this. So, again, I don't want to flood my news feed with it, even though, you know, that's what Facebook is for. I don't want to flood my personal news feed with it, because then people are going to get mad. But, you know, if you like Jay Pork's podcast on Facebook, you can look at me here and, you know, when these videos pop up on Monday night or on Sunday night or whenever I'm recording the podcast that week, when the videos pop up, you can start asking me questions in the little comments. There's a little comment window thing, and then we can get a live reaction going. As you heard in the first half, it was a little sputtering. But again, maybe if I do it like I did, see, before I hit record on the second half of the podcast this week, I started the Facebook Live on the JPorks Facebook immediately, like before I hit and we're back, so I was kind of ready. So if people were going to chime in at any time now, they could, and they could really, like, if somebody was to chime in like right now, like that would really give me stuff to talk about instead of me just, no one is here. Mark Zuckerberg, I'm not paying money to have you have sponsored posts. I'm not doing that. Sorry, Charlie. Not Charlie. Zuckerberg. Charlie's my cat and he's awesome. Okay. Next week, probably won't be a Jay Porks podcast. I'm just, you know what? Let's not rule out anything. But I'm thinking next week we're going to do, because I'm going to be in Camden for Heart, Joan Jett, Cheap Trick at the venue formerly known as the Susquehanna Bank Arts Center. Then on Monday, I took off of work. I said I have a doctor's appointment. Don't tell them. On Tuesday, I'm going to work. And then after work, me and my buddy Chach are going to the PNC Bank Arts Center to take in Snoop Dogg and Wiz Khalifa. Straight fire, as the kids might say. We'll be on the lawn, probably inhaling some lawn as well. I actually have a bet with my buddy Matt that I will be sitting next to him in the seats by the end of the show. My buddy Matt, I almost said Matt, the guy who used to be the waiter at Primo Pizza with me, but actually what I meant to say was Matt, the guy who writes for the sports section of the Staten Island Advance. Isn't it great when you can just live your dream? I mean, I'm not exactly living my dream, but I ain't working that fucking dead-end restaurant no more, and I know Matt's on his way out, and isn't life so much better? So yeah, so he's there, he's in the seats, me and Chacha are on the lawn, but don't worry, we're gonna get down there, because PNC, I will get down, trust me. And if I don't get down, I don't get down. It's okay, because I have a feeling that the environment is gonna be very welcoming. to a guy like Jay Porks. That's just my gut feel. That's what my gut says. I know. I keep looking over here. And the mic's over here. And the camera's over here. I know. People listening to this podcast don't know what I'm talking about. Okay. So it's Snoop Dogg, Wiz Khalifa on Tuesday. Then on Wednesday, I might be taking off work. I'm not sure. If my work schedule is coming in at noon, I don't need to take off work. If it's not, then I will. On Thursday, I'm going to go to work. On Friday, there will be a show that I'm not allowed to speak of. That's a private engagement. That's a band I can't mention. But if you keep a lock to all of my shit, everything I'm doing, that's at JPorks on Twitter. That's JPorks Podcast on Facebook. That's JPorks on Instagram, if you care that much about it. I don't have Snapchat because I don't know how to use it, which is why I started doing Facebook Live in the first place. That. Then Saturday, probably hit the buffet. And then on Sunday, I got a baby shower. Fun times. That is a long, long week of stuff to do. So, someone text me and remind me to text Pam to find out if she can drive me to the baby shower. Because getting there is going to be a bit of a female dog. Just a little bit of a female dog. I don't have the automobiles and all. That's what people say to me. In the first half, I was talking about bus driver didn't let me on a bus because my Metro card was like, the transfer wasn't there. And the guy looked at me like when he was denying me on the bus. He looked at me as if, haha, I spoiled your master plan. Dude, it's a fucking Metro card. It's 95 degrees and I just wanted to go home. I can walk. It's no big deal. I've got calves of steel. But in all seriousness, people say, Jay, you know, you don't want to have these problems if you get a car. Yeah, I know. I'll just, you know, because I got fucked out of $2.75, I should find a way to invest $20,000 into some sort of automobile. Yes, absolutely. Do you think if I had any, where's my wallet? Here's my wallet. Those of you listening on the podcast, you don't see this, but we're going to do more videos, so you're going to, man. I've got a poor wireless connection, and I have been disconnected from Facebook Live, so I'm going to click finish on that. Okay. Some of you saying I should get a car. I got $10 in my wallet. What do you mean? What are you even thinking right now? You think that there's a part of me? You think if I can get a car that I'd be walking around taking the bus, you morons. I mean, really, you have to be a special kind of stupid to think that I'm somebody who would just, nah, I don't want that. Truthfully, every time I see an RV, I think about, man, I wish I can just fucking, wish I can hit the lotto. My internet is out, buddy. Wow. Because I have the Chromecast connected to the TV, and it can't connect. I just ended the live Facebook video, and that's not ending. It's just stuck. Interesting. All right, so I'm going to run away before stuff stops working. Guys, email me, jporkspodcast@gmail.com. Please, all your feedback is really appreciated, and everything you guys tell me, I listen to, and I take in, and I would like more. So please, hit me up, jporkspodcast@gmail.com. Or you can get me on Twitter @jporks. Or look for me on Facebook, jporks podcast. Look for the video. You'll see the video and you'll understand what I was talking about in the first couple of minutes of this section of the pod. Before I get up on out here, let me give you the list of websites you need to go to help keep me in business. First of all, there is always them sexy boys at ConcertConfessions.com, player. It's where you get all your live music news and reviews for the fans, by the fans. Max Sabbath in the house. Also, me, I had a thing. Sublime with Rome. I mean, you know. I'm going to have more things. I'm going to have Joan Jett, Cheap Trick. Heart. I'm going to have Snoop Wiz Khalifa. I'm going to have something on Friday. the fun, it don't stop. Can't stop, won't stop. All right, concertconfessions.com. And you can go to ChristinaRocks.com, hangthedj, 89xradio.com every Sunday morning, throwback alternative. She's always kicking it old school. I like it. Now, I get to listen when my dad's in ShopRite and I'm in the car and I hook up the Bluetooth and it's good times. It's good times. Okay. And check out ChristinaRocks.com, her blog. She's got information. She's got stuff. She's got things and stuff. Listen. If you like me, she's like way more intelligent than I am. And she's like way more like, you know, into this shit than I am. So you should check her out. Follow her on Twitter at Christina Rocks. Tell her that I told her that she's the coolest cucumber in the salad. And I don't eat salad. But, nah, well, let me stop that. Okay. Also, we've got andydera.com. That's HQ. That's where you get all your Dera Network podcasting needs, whether that's the Tyler Kale Show, whether that's Spin Class with Tyler and Andy, the flagship show, The Andy Dera Show, Jesse Unplugged, or the smooth, sultry tones of the J Porks podcast. You can go there at andydera.com. New noise every week. Check out the crib. And of course, every week, the headlines, they be powered by AntiQuiet. AntiQuiet.com is your source for quality. Till next week, folks. Wacky Weed warns Evon. Wait.
This has been the J Porks Experience. Thank you so much for listening.